clothes. Now, why do we wear them?
Answers with Ken Ham, a speaker at the very popular Answers in Genesis conferences. Well, Ken, here's an interesting one. Why do we wear clothes, in fact?
You know, I was in a doctor's office, and a TV set was on for people in the waiting room. There was a famous talk show host interviewing a group of nudists, and he made this statement. Look, if God meant us to wear clothes, he would have made us with clothes in the beginning. But you know what this TV host was actually ignoring and denying was that sin entered the world. A change occurred after God made the world. When we go back to the book of Genesis, we find that Adam and Eve didn't have clothes until after sin. You see, when Adam and Eve rebelled against their Creator, God killed animals for their coats. Actually, this was the first blood sacrifice and was a covering for their sin. In fact, it's a beautiful picture of what was to come in Jesus Christ. You know, God gave clothes because of sin, because sin distorts nakedness. In fact, sin distorts everything. That means there's a moral basis for clothing. So we shouldn't just wear the immodest fashions of the day. We should be careful and modest to ensure that what we do wear is in accord with why God gave clothes in the first place.
If we believe in Adam and Eve, then where did all the different people groups, whether skin shades, eye shapes, and so on, come from? Well, for the answers, read Ken Ham's eye-opening booklet on our website, AnswersRadio.com. Look for the Races booklet when you log on to AnswersRadio.com.